sounds good. Forget, I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, December 4th, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you here for the next 2 hours. Now, for those of you who are listening yesterday, and I hope all of you listening yesterday are listening today, I was in the middle of an article that I was reading regarding attacking Venezuela before or after attacking Iran. I'm going to get back into that and finish it up because I think it's very important. But before I do that, as I also mentioned yesterday, and as you heard Ted Pike up on John Stadtmiller's show for a little bit yesterday, we've got a couple of bills that are, one of them is the National Defense Appropriation Act, H.R. 1585, and the other one, of course, is H.R. 1959, which is due to get voted on this weekend, and I wanted to reiterate a little bit and make sure that people let their fingers do the walking. If you have not already taken down the phone numbers, you need to do so, folks, and at least spend 10, 15, maybe 30 minutes, or an hour if you have nothing much better to do, and get on the phone and call your Congress critters and your senators and tell them to vote no on these two bills. A quick excerpt I'm going to read here. This is an article that was penned by Reverend Ted Pike just yesterday. Actually, what is it? No, it's today. It's called "The House Conference Said It's Hung Up Over the Hate Bill." Now, this is a little bit of good news here, folks. I'll read this to you real quickly. It says the Congressional Quarterly confirms a possible rebellion of both the Democrats and the Republican against passage of the National Defense Appropriations Act, that's H.R. 1585, with the hate bill attached. This threat is causing Democratic leaders to seriously consider stripping the controversial hate bill from the arms bill, Congressional Quarterly says. That's good news. House Democratic leaders plan to decide in the next day or two whether to include the provision. It is considered vital by many in the Democratic constituency who have been lobbying House leaders to include it in the final defense bill, but the provision could jeopardize the whole bill. In the House, liberals are upset over the war spending, and they could join forces against the bill with conservatives concerned about the hate crimes language, since the Senate vote could be tight, too. Because in late September, only 60 senators, and that's the bare minimum needed, voted to overcome a filibuster of the hate crimes amendment. So if the decision is made by Tuesday, that's today, on whether to include the provision, the conference report could come to the House floor as early as Thursday. This means the arms hate bill might be voted on as early as Thursday, December 6th. I think Democratic loyalty to the hate bill is much stronger than to the arms bill that provides no condition for withdrawal from Iraq. I could be wrong, but lovers of freedom should call their House members immediately, assuring them there is wide public support for a no vote against the National Defense Appropriations Act, and that's H.R. 1585 with the hate bill attached. Now, if this arms hate bill passes, it will go into an increasingly uncertain fate before the president, who may succumb to overwhelming pressure. Signing it, he will also sign away our freedom of speech. So, folks, get your pen and paper out. You need to take these numbers down. These are the House numbers that you need to call and tell them to vote no on this. I'll give these numbers out after the break. Stay tuned. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'll go into a little bit more on H.R. 1959, and then I'll get through with this article on Venezuela. Be right back.
Yeah. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And back to this House bill. It's H.R. 1585. Now, I got an email yesterday from a listener in Alabama that said that I need to read these telephone numbers off a little slower. I apologize for that. They didn't give me an email by which to respond back. So as far as the H.R. 1585, this is the National Defense Appropriations Act, folks, with the hate bill attached. The numbers are 1-877-851-6437. Again, that's 1-877-851-6437. Or you can dial the toll number, which is 1-202-224-3121. Again, that's 1-202-224-3121. And before I get off this topic, there's another bill, as I mentioned, H.R. 1959, which is in the Senate right now. I want to remind everybody the seriousness of this particular bill. The bill states that ideologically based violence means the use, the planned use, or the threatened use of force or violence by a group or individual to promote the group or individual's political, religious, or social beliefs. Now, note that this means the planned use of force to promote a political or social belief would be considered an act of terrorism. This all hinges on the definition of force. Based on the loose use of logic in Washington these days and the slippery interpretation of the meaning of the words force, this could mean a grassroots campaign to barrage Congress with faxes, a nonviolent street protest, a letter-writing campaign that deluges the Senate with too much mail, a sit-in protest that blocks access to a business or organization, a grassroots email campaign that overloads the email servers of any government department or agency. Now, let me add in here, it also could mean, folks, just exactly what I'm asking you and I have been asking you to do for the last couple of days, which is to let your fingers do the walking and call into your Senate representatives and congressional representatives and tell them to vote no. This, if this were passed, that action alone could be construed as an act of homegrown terrorism. So let me give you the couple of numbers here for the Senate switchboard, and that's on S-1959, this bill that I just read a couple of excerpts on. And that, I'll give you three of these numbers, folks. I've got 10 of them here, but just use three. 1-877-851-6437. 1-800-833-6354 and or 1-888-355-3588 and just simply tell them to vote no on S-1959. That is a very, very serious bill. We need to pay close attention to this bill, folks, because indeed, and as I've mentioned on my show previously, excuse me, this bill could indeed mean the end of all alternative talk show networks. Not necessarily right this minute, but in the not-too-distant future, it could very well mean the end of it. So if you're addicted to RBN like me, you definitely want to take the initiative, pick up the phone, and make those calls. Okay, with that, now, as you recall, yesterday I was going into a couple of articles here. I was in the middle of an article called Overthrowing Venezuela as Part of the Larger Picture. And I got about halfway through it, so I'm going to continue with the other half. For those of you who did not hear it, you can simply go into my archives of yesterday, and I believe second hour I read, one article and then half of this article, which I'm going to continue here. Complete with newly printed Amero dollars, circumventing the United States Constitution with new laws which have given President Bush dictatorial powers, which will be invoked when needed, ignoring the Geneva Convention rules, pushing for amnesty for illegal aliens, creating a military police state, eliminating personal freedoms and privacy, ignoring Supreme Court decisions, invoking executive privilege when confronted, caught, or subpoenaed, building over 700 secret prison camps and completely destroying its image and sowing seeds of hatred worldwide, and the U.S. administration, led by George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, and an extremely dangerous group of others, are not one bit concerned or worried. The big question everybody should be asking about all this, as I have been doing for years, is why? Remember when Vice President Cheney said that the U.S. deficit and world debt is unimportant? Cheney said deficits don't matter. That was on CNN. There are a host of other things which analysts from every sector agree on. The U.S. is in Iraq and will be there for decades. The attack on Iran, completely with regime change, is absolutely necessary for the United States to remain a world superpower. This war with Iran cannot and will not be won without the use of nuclear weapons. Using nukes on Iran will cause a regional war in the entire Middle East, which could last for decades. This will cause the current United States economy to collapse, causing a violent civil war and revolution, people against people and against the government. Within the United States, prison camps will be filled to capacity with the poor and middle class who disagree with the government, and ironically, those who fight the system of military police state will be forced to work in military complex, building more bombs and weapons for their elected leaders to use for their protection from the, quote, terrorists who were created by the United States government. Do you see why they're trying to push through S-1959 so quickly, folks? Anybody who disagrees with the government The economic collapse will encapsulate the entire planet, with the most severe consequences being the first world industrialized countries effectively paralyzing and preventing any country from even considering a military strike or confrontation with the United States. Attacking the United States is a suicide mission, and any country capable of inflicting major damage is smart enough to know that they have no possibility of winning and will not attempt it. World War III is highly unlikely, but not impossible, and the United States is betting on this. So what will be the outcome? The United States today controls most all the oil on the planet. Who gets it, how much they get, how much they pay for it, and what currency is used to buy it, with the exception of Iran and Venezuela. Creating a Middle East regional war will put the United States in control of that entire area, including Iran, but they must accept an economic collapse to do so. Of course, all other countries will also be in a state of collapse, with civil wars, revolutions, etc. But since the United States has planned this from the beginning decades ago, it will be the only nation able to cope with the circumstances because they know in advance what will happen and when. With the coming of the global economic collapse, most first world and some third world countries will not only be involved with their own problems of civil wars and revolutions inside their countries, but most areas will erupt into regional war for control of needed resources, even Europe. The corrupt leaders of stronger countries will see this not only as a fight for survival, but an opportunity to conquer neighboring lands as they had always wanted. How does the United States emerge from this global war as victorious, and where does Venezuela fit into the empire's evil plans? This entire scenario of war and economic collapse globally is designed to coincide exactly with the planned implementation of the North American Union. You remember, folks, that union that George Bush so vehemently denies, and a number of other mainstream pundits on the airwaves tell us that we're nuts for even considering? We're talking about that. Globalists to formally propose merger of the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, the North American Union, which is scheduled to take place in 2008. Most important is the timing, as it is critical that this all happens before the 2008 presidential elections in the United States. With the new laws which President Bush has just put into effect, it is possible for him to take complete control of the United States government on a federal, state, and local level, to invoke martial law, to cancel elections, and become the first United States dictator in the event of a national emergency. Now, the question, will Bush cancel the 2008 election? If there is a funny part to all of this, it has been to be that the poor idiots who are just as corrupt as the present administration, who are running for president in 2008, are wasting their time. There will not be another election in the U.S. If anyone thinks that the Bush-Cheney group have gone to this much trouble in the past 8 years just to let some new bunch of crooks come in and reverse all of their hard work, they are living in a dream. Special note, in the event that Bush-Cheney or any other public official leaves office for any reason, nothing will change and the wars will continue. It has been planned and nothing can stop it. And as we've both seen, or we've all seen, the Democrats and the Republicans are both in lockstep about this. Now, let me clarify something. I'm not saying that I 100% agree with that specific paragraph, but it is a distinct possibility. Now, the world is at war. Bush is at the helm. What next? How does the United States survive? Implementing the North American Union strengthens U.S. forces militarily and economically. The United States dollar has collapsed, and all countries holding U.S. debt have lost trillions, which reinforces the global collapse in Russia and China, etc. This also relieves the United States of all prior debt. This plan is just as effective as someone declaring bankruptcy to eliminate their debt. Naturally, the United States bankruptcy will be blamed on the, quote, terrorists, unquote, which will justify even more wars in the future. China has, since the end of the Cold War with Russia, become the only real threat to United States supremacy, and the United States has always known this. All along, China has been quietly and covertly planning to first kill the United States economically by enticing American corporations to move their operations to China, which the Chinese believed was hurting the American economy, and this is true to the extent, but was all part of the United States plan. We'll be back in three, and I'll continue with this, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Be right back.
Thank you. take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour, and I'm still in the midst of this article, overthrowing Venezuela as part of the larger picture. So let me continue with this, folks. China was well aware of American greed and played this into their advantage for over 40 years. But United States politicians and think tanks were aware of China's plan. Everyone has always wondered why United States politicians did not stand up and make laws forbidding outsourcing of most American jobs, simply because this was not in the United States' interest in the long run. United States politicians made billions on this, and in the process also from payments by China lobby groups and Chinese companies. It was a trap for China, and it has worked perfectly. What the politicians did do is force China to buy trillions of dollars in United States treasuries and other now worthless currencies to assure the Chinese got the contracts from the big corporations, which they thought was slowly crippling the United States economy. Banks and financial institutions in England and the United States are collapsing as I am writing this, and other countries will follow soon because the United States allowed the sale of billions of dollars of securities which were thought by foreign banks to be of AAA-rated and government guaranteed, but are now worthless. We're seeing that happening right now, folks, if you look at the dollar in the market. Continuing, many more European banks are set to start failing within the next few months. Who all are holding those worthless U.S. investments? Brazil, India, and other countries have also enjoyed the benefits of our greedy outsourcing, but that will soon come to an abrupt end. And when the dust is settled from the imminent collapse, everything Everything will say made. Oh, here we go. Here's that North American Union that doesn't exist, folks. Everything will say made in the North American Union. All industry will return from overseas, and the United States will have plenty of Mexicans willing to do the cheap labor just as the Chinese, the Indians, the Brazilians, and others are doing now. Imports will be almost non-existent, and United States exports will once again support the country. Is the Bush administration pushing for amnesty for illegal aliens starting to make sense now? The U.S. will soon find those need for those cheap laborers. Here's a note. Illegal aliens and the poor and the middle-class Americans who are willing to work as slave labor for corporate America will be allowed a certain amount of freedom. But those who rebel, and here we go again, folks, with S-1959, those who rebel and revolt or even dare to criticize the government will find new homes in one of the FEMA-ran prison camps and will be working in the military-industrial complexes, building more weapons, or forced to join the military and fight in U.S. wars. The Amero dollar is born. The U.S. economy is virtually the only economy anywhere, just as it was after World War II when the United States dollar became the world currency, and the U.S. has sufficient oil for itself, which has been controlling and hoarding for decades. But wait, the rest of the world is begging for oil now, and the United States has only enough for itself. So what is the solution? Venezuela has plenty of oil, but Chavez is hoarding it or giving it away to enemies of the United States. Chavez is now deemed a terrorist and must be eliminated for the betterment of the New World Order. The fact that the United States now has more military stationed in Brazil, Colombia, Paraguay, of which George Bush has bought 100,000 acres, and other Latin American countries surrounding Venezuela, than all the Latin American countries' federal agencies combined is no surprise. Curacao is now reported to be a major U.S. military base with missiles pointed at Venezuela. There's also around 4,000 CIA operatives reportedly working inside Venezuela, organizing the opposition to President Chavez, and are working on causing Zulia State, the oil-producing area, to secede from Venezuela, possibly to be taken over by Colombia or operate as an independent nation with a leader who is controlled by the United States. When the U.S. has successfully eliminated all competition for world dominance and the world once again depends on the United States, it will be very easy to garner support from all countries to secure the Venezuelan oil, eliminate a terrorist dictator, and bring freedom and democracy to all of Latin America by military intervention, bombing, genocide, and whatever means are necessary to protect United States interest and national security. At this point, not only United States interest will be at stake, but world survival will be the question. And with Venezuela holding the oil needed, what will be the consequences for Venezuela? With America safely in control of all the oil they need, but the Middle East oil not flowing due to the regional war, there will be a world oil shortage. This is why Venezuela is the key to this entire plan for U.S. world dominance. Once the United States is in control of the vast Venezuelan oil fields, it will sell to the highest bidders, but strictly on American terms. At this point, oil will be at least $300 a barrel, gasoline $25 a gallon. The oil companies, the politicians, and world elite will be making all the money, and the middle class will be eliminated or reduced to slavery for the rich ruling class. Does that sound like fun? The key, the U.S. dollar has collapsed and is worth only pennies on a newly formed Amero dollar. Other countries' currencies are totally worthless, so the only choice any country has is to exchange the old U.S. dollars at maybe 6 cents for a new Amero dollar, which they will need to buy their oil and U.S. export goods. Naturally, all the countries in the U.S. help to reestablish their economy will have to agree to U.S. military presence, trade agreements, and to become U.S. allies in the never-ending, quote, war on terror. Now, for the big question. Everyone is asking, or should be asking, is it possible to avoid the scenario which I have presented? To tell you the truth, I do not know. But I do know that President Chavez is trying to tell you all. And I mean Americans, Venezuelans, and people from all countries that only two choices exist. Stand and fight the empire now, or kneel down, accept defeat, and live your lives terrorized by evil, corrupt, rich people forever, just as you've always done. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'll continue with this when we get back. See you in three, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, and continuing with this article. Overthrowing Venezuela is part of the larger picture. The fact that world leaders and their people are listening to Chavez is reason enough for the regime change in Venezuela, whether by another coup or assassination. But the need for oil will cause a full military invasion. If you're still having a problem understanding why Chavez is fighting so hard to bring socialism versus capitalism to Venezuela and risking his own life to fight the empire, please remember this. The United States system of government is based on capitalism, which has allowed the three richest men in the world to have three times more wealth than the 48 poorest nations on the planet combined, including Latin America. And that in those poorest nations, over 30,000 children die of starvation and disease every day. Any of these richest men could solve this problem, but in a capitalist system where greed is the lifestyle, this is not going to happen. Also, less than 2% of the people on Earth have over 50% of the money on Earth, while over 50% of the people have less than 1% of the money. 2.5 billion people on Earth live on less than $2 a day. Now, I'm not giving away state secrets in this report. Many people have figured out what is happening including the world leaders. China, Russia, and almost all countries are trying to sell off the U.S. assets, but must do it slowly and in a clandestine manner to avoid causing their own economies to collapse prematurely. It has been estimated by top official analysis that this slow sell-off could be accomplished in less than 2 years, which would be a disaster for the United States. And for those of you who listen to Bob Chapman every Tuesday on John's show, you know what I'm talking about. The United States is well aware of this and is pushing to escalate their own agenda ahead of Russia, China. China and Russia are both putting 100% effort into cyber warfare and military arms buildup, but it is too little too late. And when all else is lost, they may be just crazy enough to make one final effort and push the nuke buttons. World War III is possible and could happen any day now. I cannot imagine Russia and China being good losers. Can you? A famous U.S. president once said, "Nothing in politics happens by accident." All the insane things you see the U.S. administration and other countries doing is no accident, but is part of the overall plan. A few examples of this. The U.S. did not just recently realize that all these imports from China are dangerous or violate U.S. laws. They've always known this. But by the recent recalls on thousands of products made in China, the United States is just letting them know that the United States is still in control and can shut Chinese business down at any time by simply enforcing U.S. laws pertaining to product safety, which have always been overlooked, but still exists if needed. The recent meeting of Bush with the Dalai Lama is just another way of letting China know who's the boss. Bringing up the 90-year-old genocide charges against Turkey was not necessary for any reason except to inflame tensions in the Middle East, and bringing ex-President Bhutto back to Pakistan was another step in creating more tensions and problems in the region. The recent bombing of Syria by Israel was another. Threatening to divide Iraq into political sections is, of course, impossible, but inflames tensions, which works perfectly into United States plans. Leaking out the news about the Blackwater Security Company killing innocent Iraqi citizens is another example. Blackwater and other mercenaries have been murdering people around the world for years with immunity and without press coverage. The missile defense shield Bush is trying to install on the Russian border is supposedly to protect Europe from attack by Iran, and it's absolutely ridiculous, and Putin knows it is just another attempt by the United States to assert its dominance over Russia. I could give you hundreds more examples, but I hope you get the point already. You will probably see many more seemingly insane things happening all around the world, mostly instigated by the United States. But remember, it is all political, well-planned, and it's not accidental. Looking at this realistically, the United States must execute their plan within less than 1 year, and I would bet they will not cut it that close, probably within 6 months or less. This is how much time you have to either try to stop it or prepare yourself and your family for a global economic collapse and or World War III. Personally, I believe preparation is the best choice, as what has been planned by world superpowers competing for world supremacy for decades cannot be stopped. The plan I have outlined was never perfect, has had many setbacks, many detours, and many mistakes made in implementing. But overall, it is still working, and I see no hope that it will be abandoned. It is only a matter of a short time left for the final inevitable showdown by world superpowers and for the United States to retain its position as a world superpower or just become just another third world country. Which would you bet on happening? Have a nice day, the Corruption Crusaders. It's interesting that this gentleman does not even put his signature on this. But it looks like, from all indications, that could that could very well be the plan, and it makes sense. If I had to go by a preponderance of the evidence, I would say it's more likely than not. Not only that, I want to mention what's interesting about this administration, folks, is we all know that the corruption has been far and away beyond anything that we've seen. And I say, and I emphasize the word seen, okay? Because if there has been the amount of corruption in other administration that there is in this administration, leastwise, I haven't seen it, and I'm sure you haven't either. Maybe it was even, it was covered up. Maybe it was, you know, it was handled more covertly. Or maybe the blinders have just come off and these people just flat out don't care. I mean, let's face it, with all of this stuff that has been implemented, like the Patriot Act 1 and 2, the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Bill, and now this upcoming hate crimes legislation and the homegrown Radicalization Terrorism Act, S-1959, you know, they don't have, I mean, they've stripped us of most of our constitutional rights anyway. Could it be construed that they really don't care anymore? And I was looking at this, I was thinking this through. As I was going through and I was preparing for this show today, because I wanted to finish out this article. But what adds insult to injury with this is something I ran across, and I'm going to go into elaborate detail about it, and I want you to think about it real seriously. And I'm going to start this one by saying, he's back. You ask the question, he who? Who am I talking about? Who's back? None other than Paul Wolfowitz is back. Now, let me tell you what's going on here. Wolfowitz is returning to the Bush administration as, get this, folks, a weapons of mass destruction advisor. This is the same guy that was firmly implanted when they were talking about the weapons of mass destruction that Iraq had, and they ultimately determined that they didn't find any, and they admitted that they didn't find any. This guy who has walked out, who has resigned in scandal, is back. Condoleezza Rice, the Bush administration, is putting him back in, into an office that does not need congressional oversight or Senate approval. What does that tell you? I mean, to me, that is just the ultimate slap in the face. These people are criminals. These people are they commune with felons, and they have the audacity to stick this guy back in here. And I'm gonna elaborate on this. Listen to this, folks. Newsweek's Michael Isikoff reports that Iraq war architect Paul Wolfowitz has been rewarded with a new position in the Bush administration. Remember, he was he walked out. He was Deputy Secretary of Defense under Rumsfeld. Okay, he left. He resigned. Okay, went to work for the World Bank. He resigned there in a scandal, or he was asked to leave. I don't remember which one. Now, all of a sudden, he's been rewarded with a new position in the Bush administration, which will allow him to oversee classified intelligence and inform policies on weapons of mass destruction issues. Does it? I mean, give me a break here. How much worse does this get? Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has offered Wolfowitz, a prime architect of the Iraq War. Oh, by the way, he's also an endorser of the PNAC documents. I wanted to remind you of that as well. A position as chairman of the International Security Advisory Board, a prestigious State Department panel, according to two department sources, who, by the way, declined to be identified discussing personal matters. The 18-member panel, which has access to highly classified intelligence, advises Rice on disarmament, nuclear proliferation, weapons of mass destruction issues, and other matters. And they go on to say, we think he is well-suited and will do an excellent job, said one senior official. You know, the truth is that for reasons that have a lot to do with the United States government bureaucracy, we settled on the one issue that everyone could agree on, which was weapons of mass destruction as the core reason to go to war. Does that statement ring a bell to you? That was a statement made by Paul Wolfowitz regarding going to war. The reason for going to war in Iraq. They settled on the issue of weapons of mass destruction, even though they knew and later further admitted later on down the road that the information was false. Paul Wolfowitz's career continues to shine as a stunning example of what Paul Krugman has called the comprehensiveness and generosity of a neocon welfare system. Jim Kerwin, journalist that writes for Rents.com, several other alternative sources. I've had him on my show several times. He pens an article called There Are No Consequences. In any nation that claims to have any real laws at all, there have to be consequences for breaking those laws. However, it is now clear that under the decider, there are no consequences. Whenever his friends or anointed servants become the issue. So it has been with Scooter Libby, with Karl Rove, with Donald Rumsfeld, and again, Paul, you can never fail too often, Wolfowitz, the empirical sorcerer. Prior to the Iraq War,
Wolfowitz established the Office of Special Plans in the Pentagon to skirt the intelligence community and peddle the most egregiously false claims of Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. In a January 2003 speech, Wolfowitz referenced Iraqi efforts to procure uranium from abroad, despite the fact that the claim had already been discredited by the CIA. A few months after the Iraq invasion was launched, Wolfowitz admitted that claims of Iraqi WMDs was used as a political tool to achieve consensus for the war. When Wolfowitz left the World Bank in disgrace and landed at the American Enterprise Institute, he said he was leaving open the possibility of rejoining the government. He said he was leaving open to the possibility. Did he know something at that time that we didn't know? Brookings analyst Philip Gordon speculated at the time that the need for Senate confirmation would be a big political obstacle for Wolfowitz to be named to another senior government post. Laura Rosen notes, however, that Wolfowitz's new position doesn't require Senate confirmation. How interesting. His new position doesn't require Senate confirmation. Isn't that convenient? The nation has apparently forgotten that the decider initially ran on the idea that he alone could restore, quote, integrity and honor, unquote, to the office of the presidency. In fact, he promised the country that his administration would not tolerate even the suspicion of a conflict of interest anywhere within his administration. But then he began the first term with the duplicity and stonewalling tactics of his vice president in charge of national energy politics, who has to this day, folks, refused to tell the public who he met with or what he discussed, declaiming executive privilege over everything that took place. Executive privilege cannot be used to trump consequences for major crimes, as that is another crime in itself. Cheney is the same person that authorized the secret contracts in Iraq. And who should fill them? Cheney is also the figurehead in the White House that confiscated the White House logs from the Secret Service to prevent disclosure of a number of very important things, one of which was who he met with on energy policy. Remember that? As well as what transpired around the leak of Valerie Plame's status within the CIA. Cheney has his own shadow government with intelligence, state, and defense components, but he will not even divulge the names of those government employees. People we are paying, but people we are not allowed to investigate? National security. And absolutely no consequences, of course. Cheney is also the person next in line for the presidency who claims that he is not a part of the administration and therefore is not subject to subpoenas from Congress. Yet when questions from Congress were directed to him, Cheney refused to answer, claiming executive privilege. Amazingly, no one in Congress has been willing to confront the snarling creature who is actually the acting president of the corporation that is United States Incorporated. Where were the consequences in any of these blatant violations of the constitutional role that Cheney's title carries? I ask you. There are also a number of unacceptable creatures that were placed in various other key positions, and many were installed through the back door by recess appointments. John Bolton as U.S. ambassador to the UN is a perfect example of this. Yet there was never a challenge from the Congress or the public. In fact, virtually the whole cadre of captains in the Iran-Contra scandal have made the rounds of high-level positions throughout the last 7 years. John Negroponte, Richard Pearl, and dozens of other operatives under the Reagan administration's various wars on drugs and on several nations in Central and South America. Apparently, their previous lives were unimportant to Congress or the public. No political memory beyond maybe last week. For whatever reasons, consequences have never been part of the American public life since at least the crimes of Richard Milhouse Nixon. Down here in steerage, however, there are always consequences, often excessive consequences that can last a lifetime. But for the anointed ones, no such outcomes are ever even remotely considered. Congress is the butt of all these political maneuvers. And while they know this, there is never a public complaint, just more bipartisanship and on with the roadshow that hides a million crimes and keeps the wars out of the headlines and off the front pages of our lives. In light of this kind of public record, when it comes to protecting government officials from consequences, it is fascinating that the same Congress has chosen to single out anyone that speaks out against this administration or its policies in the pending Senate Bill 1959. And I want to emphasize, folks, can you see why it is that we need to get on the phone, let your fingers do the walking, and call them up with those numbers I gave you, and vote no on Senate Bill 1959. All right, we're going to go to a break. When I get back, I'll continue with this, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Be back with more. Stick with me.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Folks, I'm not ready to make nice, and I'm not ready to back down, especially on this S-1959. Short segment coming up at the top of the hour here, and I'm going to continue with this. And this is Jim Kerwin's words here, but it's the same thing I say. And he quotes, "This bill, this S-1959, is the beginning of the end of free speech in America. If it passes, all the information sources you know and trust, RBN, all of them, folks, could be shut down and their authors imprisoned. Now, News Target could be taken offline and I could be arrested as a terrorist. Jeff Rentz at Rentz.com could be labeled a terrorist and arrested. Byron Richards, Lynn Horowitz, Paul Craig Roberts, Greg Palast, Ron Paul, even Al Gore could be arrested, silenced, and incarcerated. This is not an exaggeration. It is a literal reading of the law, which you can check yourself. The reasons, say the authors, can be summed up in the title of this travesty when it is passed in the U.S. House of Representatives. The Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. So if you disagree with a corrupt government, you will be rounded up. But if you're part of the corrupt establishment, you can continue your free pass with no consequences for any of your own crimes or for violating your public oaths. Even treason fails to raise an eyebrow these days, unless it involves some nut who is obviously deranged. Besides, we all know that no member of the government ever assisted in any of the crimes that have cascaded by the hundreds from the events of 9/11, right? Let it never be said that this Congress did not act, and act severely to stamp out these un-American traitors to the decider's omnipotent will. The United States House of Representatives recently passed H.R. 1955, titled the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. This bill is one of the most blatant attacks against the Constitution yet and actually defines thought crimes as homegrown terrorism. If passed into law, it will also establish a commission and a center of excellence to study and defeat so-called thought criminals. Unlike previous anti-terror legislation, this bill specifically targets the civilian population of the United States and uses vague language to define homegrown terrorism. And amazingly, 404 of our elected representatives from both the Democrat and the Republican parties voted in favor of this bill. There is little doubt that this bill is specifically targeting the growing patriot community that is demanding the restoration of the Constitution. No one will save us from these criminals. We must save ourselves if we really want to retain our freedom and our way of life. And I'll tell you what, folks, I want to give a quick plug here. Okay, 2 years ago when I was waking up, I remember a prediction that was made. This is back, way back when, and I'm sure it went farther than 2 years ago, but it was predicted that ultimately all this legislation that was being passed, the Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, blah, 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 was to come after us because we, the American middle class, are the last bastion, the last defense against a new world order. And that prediction was made by Alex Jones. I remember that when I was coming out from hiding under my bed, waking up and listening to him, listening to Stadmiller, okay, I was just being turned on to all this stuff. But he said so years ago, and it's coming to pass. And you know what? Top of the hour is coming up here. I'm going to plug one of my favorite sponsors here at the top of the hour, but I'm going to continue on this. This is a blatant slap in the face. When they take a guy like Paul Wolfowitz, a signer, an endorser of the PNAC documents, okay, somebody who walked out as a deputy attorney general in disgrace, somebody who was resigned from the World Bank, the IMF, in disgrace with all of his questionable activities. Now they've invited him back. Is that not a slap in your face too? Second hour coming up, the American Awakening, folks. Stick with me. I got another hour of this, and I'm going to continue to lambaste this guy. Be right back.